It was recognized for Best Cover Illustration at the Latino Book Awards. The book also won Best Design for Soft Cover. In addition, the story was awarded Best Romance Second Place and achieved an honorable mention for Best Mystery in English.
PRWebPodcast.com, visiting with newsmakers and industry experts.
Hello, this is Aaron at PRWebPodcast.com, and I'm joined today by Corinne Chacon. She is the author of The Mystics of Reyesville. Corinne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great, Aaron. Thank you.
Good to hear, and thank you for joining me today. And can we start first just by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and maybe how you started writing?
Well, let me go back to the beginning. I'm from El Paso, Texas, where I was born a few days after the assassination of John Kennedy. And I think that situation just marked me very, very deeply. My family was involved in politics and community service. A great deal of their attitudes and their sense of responsibility and community just seeped into me, you know, because it was not just my father was a police officer. My mother was always involved in PTA and then in public service. And my grandparents always considered anyone in need to be a part of the family. So from the very beginning, there was a sense of connection that I think has been vital to guide how I developed as a person, but also to use writing and art as a way to explore what I considered really the mysteries of existence, the mysteries of being alive, you know. So I was always an intense reader. Biographies always fascinated me because whether you're born rich or poor or in the United States or in India, we come into this place of profound mystery and people tell you it's this, it's that. Nonetheless, we do take every step and have to face every experience and make some kind of sense of it on our own. And so that it just always felt so much like a quest. And the urge to communicate that was always just deeply, deeply embedded in me.
And Corinne, really this press release that you put out through PRWeb is announcing that you've recently been recognized at the 2007 International Latino Book Awards in New York City. And tell us about which awards you've received. And of course, tell us more about your book, The Mystics of Reyesville.
Well, The Mystics of Reyesville, let me start with The Mystics of Reyesville. I started writing it in 2005 while I was still working full-time as a nonprofit administrator. All of my career as a professional had been in community development. Because of the nature of the changes in community development and my own frustration, I think that I had already outgrown the vehicle of an organization so that I could achieve what I needed to achieve. And so I had started writing this book at night after work. And I just really resonated so deeply with the work and with the whole process of the challenge of having a timeline, you know, all of the thousands of decisions that you have to make, the characters, which ones you're going to keep, what's your attitude towards the characters. It was just fascinating. So I cranked out the first manuscript. It was very rough in about 9 months. And then once I had started sending that around, I turned my attention to designing the book cover. And I started playing around with the idea of a map because I wanted to convey to the readers that Reyesville is not a real place. It's a mythical place. And so with this map, I started to put down places that at first glance people could see, okay, I get it. This is a mythical place, you know. And then they approached the work from that mindset. What happened was that this whole map of emotional states began coming through me, and I would sit down and identify places on the map, and 2 hours later, there would be all these words on the page, and I was just really astonished at what was pouring through, you know, because the map of emotions, which is the book cover, tells all of the places where we go when we're trying to avoid our own healing, places like working too hard, places like denial, places like plotting revenge. So the map was an astonishing piece of work. The map, in fact, is the cover illustration, and it won at the Latino Book Awards. It was recognized for Best Cover Illustration. The book design, of course, is based on the map, so the book also won Best Design for Soft Cover. In addition, the story, not to be forgotten, was awarded Best Romance Second Place for Best Romance in English and achieved an honorable mention for Best Mystery in English, which deeply, deeply gratifying.
And I really like how you describe in your press release, you describe the book as a tasty serving of Tex-Mex mysticism with a side order of love and secrets. And I really like that. And tell us a little bit more about how your interest in mysticism developed and how that seeped into the book.
When you grow up a Mexican-American, particularly in El Paso, and with a family that I had, my mother and her mother are deeply spiritual people. And while they were devout Catholics and we were raised Catholic, there was also this acknowledgement that there was a mysterious aspect to life and that not all of the answers would come from the Catholic Church. We always acknowledged that there was spirits and ghosts We grew up in a house that was haunted and, in fact, ended up naming the ghost because it just gave us a sense of, I guess it was a sense of comfort, but also a sense that it was someone familiar. So the mysticism, if you grew up, like I tell you, Mexican-American with both parents, really, and grandparents who have such a sense of life being eternal and, again, to the mystery, life being mysterious. You grow up with ghost stories and stories of buried treasure and stories of the appearances of these, like, boogeymen. You know, in Spanish, we call them the cucuy, and that's one of the creatures that you invoke to get the kids to get into bed. So there was always this sense of a lot of mystery, but that it wasn't terrifying. It had a place. It was part of this whole picture. And so the mysticism just seeps into everything. And you can't separate it. You can't take out regular, what they call the real world, and separate it from this world because they're one and the same. It is interesting to me when people apply the term magical realism because to us, those of us who are mystical in orientation, reality is quite magical. It's almost a redundant term. The story itself is interwoven with ceremonies for cleansing a space, ceremonies for helping people move past emotional wounding, not just the physical wounds that result from our collisions with life, but also the emotional wounds. And it's the emotional wounds, the sense of being alone, the sense of being forgotten, the sense of abandonment. Those are the ones that if they're not treated immediately or instantly, and with great respect, of course, those turn into deeply seated physical conditions. And that's why one of the points that I make with the book is that the sense of connection, which my grandmother and my mother were so good at reaffirming, that we were all connected to something. And it wasn't just the blood. Like I tell you, we took in strangers, and my mother and father's work had to do with dealing with the greater public, people to whom we were not related. That sense of connection is actually medicine, and that's the medicine that I think the world is really hungry for.
And Corinne, can you tell us a little bit more about the event in which you were given those awards?
Sure. The awards are sponsored by Latino Literacy Now, which is a nonprofit organization whose goal is to promote literacy and to honor literary excellence in English and in Spanish from the United States, Mexico, Central and South America, and Spain. So it's a highly competitive process, and an international panel of judges are the ones involved to reviewing the work. The event is always held in conjunction with Book Expo, which is the country's premier publishing event, and it was actually broadcast live over the internet by Diversity Broadband TV. So the webcast is actually archived for the next few weeks at www.lbff.us.
And Corinne, lastly, can you give us some contact information for yourself, for our listeners out there who might have more questions, and tell us where we can buy the book?
Certainly. The book is available at iUniverse, my publisher, as well as Amazon.com. And there's gobs of information, lots of more writing. I have a really great blog that I enjoy. I have a reading list of mystical material all at my website, which is at www.reyesville.com.
All right, Corinne. Well, it was a real pleasure podcasting with you today. And I thank you for coming on and telling us about your book and the awards that it recently received. And I hope to speak with you again in the future.
That would be great, Aaron. You have a wonderful day.
Produced by PR Web, the online visibility company. This work is released under Creative Commons Sampling Plus 1.0. Under this license, you are permitted to sample, mash up, or otherwise creatively transform this work for commercial or non-commercial purposes, provided that proper attribution is made. For more information, please visit prweb.com.